All right, do you have any questions for John? All right, we'll start off with Jay Koch.
Yeah, JT, we saw you get a Pro Football Focus, I think, was the first team defensive nod this week. How do you feel about just your overall play to this point?
Oh, man, I feel great. I feel really good. I feel really comfortable just being able to just to be so confident in his defense. I think just me knowing my job and knowing my assignment so well, it just allows me to go play freely on game days and stuff, and I feel really good out there.
What's made the difference for you, you feel like, playing? Because I know we talked about you in the past, playing defensive end growing up, but what's the difference for you at defensive tackle? What's made you so effective?
I think just my aggressiveness. I think just me just loving to hit, loving to play violently, you know, us being able to be up there and, you know, just being in a dogfight. I think that's when my best element comes out, and like the little bit of talking too. So I think just being inside and being able to hit every play and being able to see my squat rack versus their squat rack, I think I'm just able to be comfortable in that environment.
Our next question will be from Jay Drew.
Yeah, JT, lots being made of how the schedule's ramping up, getting tougher for you guys. Is that a topic of conversation in the locker room? And does Arizona kind of fit that bill as kind of a step up in competition now?
I mean, of course, every week, you know, we don't look at any other team or every week as different. Every week we always know we're going to get their best shot and we're always going to give our best shot. So I think the mindset doesn't really change on who we're playing or what team is in front of us. We just attack the week the same, just try to go 1-0 every single week and just heading towards the second half of the season. Very excited about the competition, very excited about the teams that we're going against, and really get to prove to the nation what type of team we are.
Next question from Jay Koch.
Yeah, JT, going up against Arizona, just give us your overall assessment, what you expect from the Wildcats.
Obviously, I played them against them last year, but just watching a little bit of film on them. I know we're going to get more into it with the meetings and stuff today. But just watching their game versus Oklahoma State, they look good. They look good, and I know they're going to come with their best shot against us, especially what happened last year. Their interior looks good. They have a good O-line, and, of course, they got a very experienced quarterback back there who's going to make good decisions, good throws, and excited to go against him again. And the run game looks solid, so excited for the competition this week.
Do you remember playing against Noah Fifita last year? And do you have any familiarity with him in terms of what you expect from him or even from maybe growing up watching him?
Well, just going off of last year, we know that he's a really big scrambler and he's really good on his feet. He's fast. He can make throws on the run and stuff. So we expect him to leave the pocket and everything. So we know he's very experienced playing at that program for as long as he was there. So we know he's going to come with his A game against us. So we're going to bring ours too.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
God, you can afford the opportunity in the entire defense of an opposing offense starting within their own 5-yard line because of Sam's punting. What's to do for a defense having that luxury, and how does that motivate you and maybe inspire you guys?
Man, that always gives us hype. You know, just being as a defense, man, just seeing that ball on their own 5-yard line and having them backed up, we always tell ourselves, man, let's go score some points on defense, because we always know when we have Sam having a great punt back there, we always know we can always go get 2 points. So just having that field position that we're always able to was able to start with, man, it's very hard for our offense to, especially against us, to drive 97 yards against us. So, man, it's a big blessing to have Sam as our punter, you know, the Aussie guy. So, man, he's great.
Next question from Sean Walker.
JT, I wanted to ask you a little bit about kind of your journey to BYU and settling in as one of the veteran guys in the room on that D-line. But I got to do some capital J journalism first, because I've always wondered about your social media handle, Nonsense. Nonsense. There's a number on it, too. Nonsense03.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a story there, how you came up with it. Is there anything there?
I'm a Tongan guy. I'm 100% Tongan. And my English name is John, but in Tongan, my name is Nune. So that's how, I know a lot of people get confused when they see that stuff and everything, but the way it's spelled in English is spelled Nun. So it looks kind of weird and stuff, but it's the Nune since 03, you know. That was the day I was born. Not the day, the year I was born. I was born in 03, and then that's just my Tongan name, Nune. So, I just kept it ever since, and I know a lot of people, they always get confused by that, but hopefully when I just got a chance to explain it, hopefully they know now.
I figured it was a reference, like, none yards allowed since. I didn't know that your Tongan name was Nune, though. We may have to get that over the PA
before
your time is up here.
Yes, sir.
One of your tackles or something.
Yes, sir.
How would you just kind of describe how you've settled in here at BYU as one of the rare carryovers on that defensive line from last year to this year, and you're kind of one of the veterans in that room?
Man, that's really weird to say that I'm one of the veterans of the team. But man, it is a blessing to be around this program for another year. Just seeing the way how things are done, you know, especially my first year, you know, I had two great mentors, John Nelson and Blake Mangelson. Love those boys to death, you know. I had two great mentors from those two who, they taught me everything about BYU, and they taught me everything about this defense and how it should be ran, how it should be played on the field, and just how we do things on the defensive side. So, you know, just carrying that on to this year and being, you know, being one of the starters on the defense and being one of the leaders on defense, you know, I just take everything to heart, you know, just the BYU culture and the program and everything. I just try to lead by example. I'm not really like a big talker or anything like that. Like to talk with my helmet and everything, but you know, just being one of the guys in the locker room with experience, you know, I just like to lead by example.
Next